T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so we have our NOLA Gold guest. Let's go ahead and step away and come back and talk to... Actually, you know what? We'll keep it here. We'll bring him in right now. Ross Depperschmidt, NOLA Rugby Center, joining us. Ross, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Did I get your last name correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Depperschmidt.
Okay, how long have you been playing rugby?
So I've been playing since 2012, my freshman year in college at the University of Alabama.
Okay, and your position is your position is center. So what is a center?
So center, I play center / wing, kind of a bit of a hybrid. So in rugby, you know, you got your 8 forwards, which are the big guys that do the scrums and everything, kind of comparable to your offensive, defensive linemen or front seven in football. And then you have the back line, which is kind of more like the skill position players in football, which is the positions 10 through 15, or that includes the center and wing as well. So I'm kind of out in the back line of the smaller, faster guys.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at your height and weight, 6 foot, 215 pounds, so I would imagine you can move a little bit.
Yes, sir, yeah.
So what got you into rugby?
I played, just all the American sports growing up, like baseball, football, basketball, and got to college, University of Alabama, just went there in an academic scholarship, but decided I wanted to still compete in something, and found my way to the rugby field for the club team there. And just instantly kind of fell in love with it, the camaraderie and the culture. It has the same aspects of the physicality as football, and the brotherhood and everything. And, immediately after playing that first game and first practice, you fall in love with it immediately.
You were voted best teammate by your teams. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's an honor, of course. Just try to be, a positive influence always in the locker room and always be there for each other. We have so many outstanding characters too in that room. So it's truly humbling to receive that honor, voted on by the teammates year after year, because there's so many deserving prospects for it.
Ross Depperschmidt, center for NOLA Gold Rugby, and you came in for a tryout, and now you're in the regular rotation, and you're praised for your great work ethic. Is that something that you take pride in, is your work ethic?
100%, yeah. Hang my hat on that for sure. It's kind of a necessity being the position I'm at. All these guys are very skilled and been playing, especially most of the foreign players. Started playing rugby when they're younger, like 3 or 4 or 5 years old, playing in their respective homelands. And so, I was kind of behind the curve, only learning the game when I was 18. So I kind of had to have that drive and, the constant work, every day to him or, on the skills, what have you, just to keep up with everybody. And obviously got me to where I'm at today, and got to keep doing it to see how far it can get me.
How much have you learned at the professional level?
Oh, so much. You get away with it playing, kind of club and collegiate in the States, of just being kind of a good athlete and a good runner with the ball. But you get here and you learn from the likes of, like the Robbie Coleman's in our team and Carl Meyer and obviously, Kane Thompson and Taylor Howden and Carl Spencer, our coaching staff, just have a wealth of knowledge. Been around the game for decades, and they can impede all their knowledge on you. And obviously, it's a huge benefit to have them around. But learning all the different schemes and the strategies behind it, it's been awesome.
Yeah, look, New Orleans loves winners of any kind, and they love their sports teams that represent them. What's the community been like when you bump into them and they know that you're a NOLA Gold rugby player? What's the reaction?
Yeah, it's incredible. Obviously, the first year here, I had an opportunity to go to do a Saints game, and that was electric. I'm from Dallas originally, so I'm a Cowboys fan, admittedly. But you get here.
Oh, you're glad. You better be glad my co-host isn't on today. My co-host, we would not like hearing that.
Yeah, I understand completely. No, but you can just tell it's a different atmosphere here. You know, the culture of the whole city's behind it. You know, for the football team, and we kind of have a carryover to the rugby game too. You know, you get out there early, 3 or 4 hours early. The guys are out tailgating and the music going, the food cooking, and everything. And then they bring that energy into the stadium. And from the players' perspective, you know, we really feed off that because you know they're wild, they're chanting. You know, when we're having a maul or a scrum. And obviously it lifts us up quite a bit. And haven't had the results necessarily this year in the win-loss department as we have the last couple of years. But hopefully that's something we fix moving forward.
2 weeks left in the season. What do you take away from the season in the final two games?
Yeah, so it's been a bit frustrating, like I was just referencing in the win-loss department. You know, we've shown flashes of brilliance, and we just haven't had the ability to consistently put, you know, 80 minutes of a solid game together all year. So hopefully – you know, those last 2 weeks, we're going against two of the top teams in our division in the East, in New England and Atlanta. And so, you know, we want to go out on a high note, of course. And hopefully, you know, that last week against Atlanta, kind of our biggest rivalry is we have the opportunity, hopefully, to spoil their playoff dreams and hopes. So that's the goal right now.
Thank you so much for the time, and good luck the final 2 weeks of the season.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
All right, you too. Ross Depperschmidt, NOLA Gold, Rugby Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.